for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's what the world is saying today to Carlotta Botox, who shot to fame earlier this year.
Artist or con artist? A new documentary uncovers Ms. Botox as a fraud, stating she stole the identity of the street artist.
Is Carlotta Botox the new Milli Vanilli? We will discuss it in depth tonight on Fakes, Phonies, and Flimflams.
Just as fast as I rose to fame, I fell from grace. After being outed as a fraud on national TV, I became a pariah, an untouchable. I was Alan Dershowitz at a Martha's Vineyard party, uninvited. Overnight, I lost 3 million followers on Instagram. People posted videos of themselves unfollowing me. The Olsen twins, two-thirds of the Jonas Brothers, both Biebers, all of the Jolie Pitt kids, the Jacksons, the Simpsons. But the worst was when my idol, Khloe Kardashian, clicked the unfollow button.
Girl, bye.
Oh my God. I was canceled.
She was an unknown actress way back in season one. Now she's really famous and her life is much more fun. Walking the red carpet, even got a household name. Here's hoping she won't screw it up and go back to being lame. Welcome to season 2 of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Dear Diary. Oh, wait. I forgot. I burned you to ashes last night on the barbecue. All I could do was talk to Dave. What a world! What a world!
Listen, we just need to strategize.
How do you strategize a nuclear winter? Where do we even start?
Well, there's good news and bad news. What'll it be?
I only want the good news.
Let's start with the bad news. You've been canceled from appearances on the AMAs, the BMAs, the CMAs, the VMAs, plus the Oscars, reinstated their lifelong ban of you.
Tell the truth. There is no good news, is there?
Of course there is! Let's see. Just today we got an offer from... where is it? It's in here somewhere. Ah, here it is. Drum roll! You got an offer from the new hit game show, Drum Roll! Drum Roll!
There's not going to be a drum roll. Just say it.
Ready? Are you girding your loins?
For God's sake, spit it out.
There's an offer from the new hit game show, Eat Shit or Die.
What?
Here's the blurb. In this tension-packed show, desperate contestants must make a choice between two incredible options. Either they eat shit or...
Or they die. That's it? That's the toilet where my career now finds itself?
Try to be open-minded.
Open-minded? It's like being open-minded about 50 feral hogs in a yoga class.
It's hugely popular in the rural TV markets.
So is Lyme disease. Okay, humor me. How exactly does one win on Eat Shit or Die?
Well, you die. No, actually, maybe that's how you lose. Ah, I didn't really get into the nitty-gritty with the show's casting rep.
Please tell me it's at least celebrity Eat Shit or Die. Dave?
No, it's the regular.
Dear whoever can hear my inner thoughts, as I was waltzing through the apocalypse that was my career, I wondered what I could do. Do I go back to dog walking? Go back to being a barista? Suddenly, I had a genius idea. Apology video.
Now you're talking.
We post it on YouTube.
I met a guy at my talent rep seminar. He directs apology videos.
Directs them? That's a thing? I thought you'd just hold up a cell phone and cry.
No, they're totally art-directed to look that way. It's a whole genre, you know?
So, Dave and I met with his apology video contact, Gustav. He worked on all the big apology videos. Justin Bieber, Paula Deen, Logan Paul. It was worth a shot.
Okay, places everyone. Now, Carlotta, in this scene, you are very sad that you have deceived the world. This deep sorrow lives inside your heart and makes your mascara run.
But I really am very sad and I do feel terrible.
Oh, okay. So you're a method actor. I can work with that.
No, you don't understand. I really, really am sorry.
I get it, Joaquin Phoenix, but let's not waste it on the rehearsal. Makeup, can we add more dark circles under her eyes? More desperation.
All right, everybody. Scene 23, take 2.
Okay, ready. Everyone, and action!
Hi, this is Carlotta Botox, and I have a special message for all of my fans.
Cut! Carlotta, let's go again. Imagine you have 2 children, and the Nazis want to take one of them, but you have to pick which one they take. How does that sound?
That sounds like the plot of Sophie's Choice.
Exactly. Okay, everyone, back to 1. Action!
Hi, this is Carlotta Botox, and I'm really sad because of the Nazis.
Cut! You, darling, are no Paula Deen.
Did that just happen?
Dear voice in my head, well, it took all day, but by the end of it, we managed to finish the apology video. I'm sitting here without any makeup to tell you guys, my fans, that this has been so hard. The bottom of my heart hurts, and I'm so sorry to have misled you.
That seems really sincere.
That's because I am really sincere.
Let's post it. And uploading. Done.
Okay, now we just have to wait and let the magic of social media make everything right in the world.
Wow, that took a hot second. Let's see. Uh-oh.
Dear Mental Diary, I was trending again, but this time it was because of how insincere my apology video was.
Let's see. Everyone who ever loved you was wrong. It's the Kevin Jonas of apology videos. Okay, look, it's just some initial negativity. The haters are always the first to speak up. Wait, there's a positive one from this guy who reviews these things. It's like the Rotten Tomatoes for apology videos. He gave us a 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5? That's good.
Listen, this apology video of Carlotta Botox is fantastic in its awfulness. A must watch. We give it 5 out of 5 crocodile tears.
Oh, I'm Job from the Celebrity Bible.
Well, there is one other thing.
Is it good news or bad news? Because I literally cannot take any more bad news.
It's good news. Lifetime wants to do a movie of your scandal. I mean, your story.
Lifetime? Okay, I can live with that. Maybe when people see me on screen, I can reset the narrative and earn some sympathy.
Okay, I have bad news.
Oh, for God's sake. I thought we were at the good news portion of the program.
You're not playing yourself.
What? But who can play Carlotta Botox better than Carlotta Botox?
Apparently Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin? The college admission scandal Lori Loughlin? Aunt freaking Becky? I thought her career was over.
It is. That's why she's playing you in a movie on Lifetime.
Oh, this is terrible.
I don't know. I think it's a smart career move. People love a comeback, and this is Lori Loughlin's year.
Dave, what about my comeback?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I can't deal with this anymore. I need space. Some alone time in nature.
Great idea. A walk in the woods, like Hillary. Just don't get lost.
Dear imaginary diary, don't get lost. As if I have a phone with GPS. No one gets lost anymore. I needed to think deep thoughts. I needed to get off the grid. So I came up to the Angeles National Forest to hike and think about my life. Oh, Carlotta. Oh, what a dumpster fire our life has turned into. I walked and walked. I thought about my life and all this celebrity seeking. Why? What was I looking for after all? Was it love? Acceptance? Meaning? After soul searching for hours, I came to a stunning realization. I'm lost! Crap! And I don't have a phone signal! Let me head back. I think I parked in this direction. Okay, this way. Okay, yeah. Being one with nature is amazing and all, but at this point, I prefer to be one with my car. I remember this tree, I think. I turned left here. Yes. Okay, we're going. Or did I turn right? Let me double back. This doesn't look right. Okay, time to triple back. Of all the stupid situations I'd gotten myself into, this had to be the dumbest. I was completely lost. The sun had set and it was getting dark. Where am I? Hello? I don't have any water. Does anyone have a signal? This was bad, diary in my head. I was exhausted and starving. I found some berries to munch on. Yuck! Bitter. But at least they're keto-friendly. Weary and desperate, I laid down on a pile of leaves. Why have you forsaken me, Hollywood? What did I do wrong? I was so dedicated to my craft. I worked all the red carpets. I kept carbs to a minimum. Oh, okay, I am tired all of a sudden.
I'm so tired.
Maybe if I just close my eyes for a minute, I can. Shing. Dear whoever's listening, I must have drifted off there in the woods. I had some super trippy dreams where I was sitting on Eric Estrada's lap wearing a baby onesie. To clarify, that's what he was wearing. But then, suddenly, I heard a noise. I woke and found myself face to face with a cougar. Oh no! I am not talking about the Lululemon wearing Huntington Beach kind of a cougar. I am talking the four-legged wild animal kind. Jesus, take the wheel! This is it. It's over. Just then, my life flashed before my eyes. My parents. My childhood. First kiss. First liposuction. First caramel macchiato. I closed my eyes and waited for death.
So is this how you want it to end? With me ripping out your throat?
What? Who said that?
Just one kitty talking to another.
You can talk? How do you know my real name?
Psh, I know everything about you, kitty. I've always known.
But how?
I am your fairy god cougar. Your spirit animal.
Spirit animal? Like Khloe Kardashian?
Psh, that bitch was never your spirit animal, child. She could only guide you to a better lip liner. Having a cougar for your spirit animal teaches you how to live authentically. Look it up on Wikipedia if you don't believe me.
I would, but I don't have a signal right now. Tell me, are you going to kill me?
Depends. Are you ready to give up?
I'm not sure.
That's like not really the correct answer. So let's try again. Are you ready to give up?
No.
Then listen, girl. And listen well, for I must be blunt. Your insecurities played you like a piano, and the tune was pathetic.
I don't really know what you mean.
You put your self-worth in the hands of randos! You mistook Instagram likes for love and thumbs up for proof you matter.
God, this is just what Dave was hinting at.
Dave is not the idiot he appears to be. Well, okay, maybe a little bit.
But Fairy God Cougar, I had so many likes, and it felt wonderful. Until they turned on me.
Yes, and they always turn. There is one person who will never turn on you.
Dave?
You, child! You have to be the one who loves you most.
How do I do that, Fairy God Cougar?
You must pass a test. Now answer wisely. What do you do when life gives you lemons?
You make lemonade?
Wrong! You punch it in the face! And what happens when the going gets tough?
The tough get going?
Wrong! The tough punch the going in the face!
I think I'm getting it.
Good girl. Now go and take back your life.
But what if I can't do it? What if it's just too hard?
Self-respect's a bitch! And now, Carlotta Botox, so are you.
Whoa. You are hella deep, Fairy God Cougar. I feel like a boss lady already.
Now move your ass before I change my mind.
So, dear diary in my head, I stumbled out of the LA forest, dehydrated, scratched up, missing a shoe, and I never felt more alive! I flagged down a passing car.
Hey, where you headed?
Back to my center. Hollywood chewed me up and spit me out, and they got pretty close to finishing Carlotta Botox for good. But I changed that night in the forest. I went in weak and I came out strong. I had zero fucks left to give. I got myself a brand new diary because I have a brand new story to tell. I am ready for my comeback, Mr. DeMille. That's right, Carlotta Botox is coming back to punch Hollywood right in its stupid face. We'll see you next season, dear listeners, because this influenceress is in need of a serious hiatus. Toodles!
Hey everyone, this is Anne Sloan, the creator of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. Well, that's it, our season finale. From the bottom of our hearts, everyone here at the Carlotta Botox Chronicles thanks you for listening to our show. This episode starred, as always, Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lasur as Dave. Co-starring were Sarah Gore, David Allen, Victoria Hansen, and Rachel Wong. It was written, produced, and directed by yours truly, co-produced by Laura Lipson, and engineered by Ivan Rivera at Clear Lake Recording. We will be back with our Season 3 real soon, so keep an ear out, and thank you again for listening. For more information on our show and how you can support it, please visit our website at CarlottaPodcast.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Modes of thought in Antaran literature. Second-year classics, Harvard University.
7 years ago, a Chinese military sub accidentally went down in the Pacific Ocean. Turns out, the sub fell smack in front of a gigantic three-sided pyramid in the ruins of what we now call Dark City.
This Antaran lit class seems like there's a lot of debate about it.
Legally, I cannot stop you from teaching this class, but I strongly advise that
what?
You know what? If you want to tank your reputation, that's on you.
You don't believe a word I say about Antaran, right?
You're right. I do not believe Antara exists.
I need to know. Is it real?
You came all the way to China to find out?
Okay, everyone get out right now. Now, Raquel, what the hell are you doing?
I'm gonna cut my hand, and you're all gonna feel it.
Ow!
See? I told you.
Modes of Thought in Antaran Literature. An audio drama. Produced by Wolf of the Door Studios. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.